16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in for some local programming. Tis I, DJ Tangent, your host here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. The show is Numbers with Wings, and it's just past 2 o'clock, so you know, it's theme song time. Take it away, boys. Rock and roll.
I got a number with wings.
Alrighty, tis I, TJ Tangent, coming to you live and in person from Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. So we started off with, as always, Numbers with Wings by the Bongos, followed that up with Zine Famous by Iffy Cult. That's been coming up a lot on my Bandcamp Spinorama or whatever. Playlist, that's the word. Playlist, yeah. In my car. And it's a catchy tune. I really like it. Got me thinking of zines. For example, What Wave, which was published in London, Ontario in the late 80s. And it went on a bit longer. I listened back to the origin story. You can find out when it stopped. I forget. So a band that was commonly featured in that particular zine, the Fleshtones, with... I looked up that it was 1981, now I forgot the song title. The World Has Changed, from the 1981 Roman Gods classic. Classic. Excuse me. So if, for some reason, you happen to be listening to, whatchamacallit, Making Bacon yesterday... DJ Overeasy mentioned that we went and saw Squid Pistol. So the next song I'm going to play is a song that they covered. When this song, the version I'm playing is actually also a cover. And I saw the original band in, I think, Detroit, 1983 or 4, maybe 4. The original band was Berlin. The song is called Metro. And who was I talking to? Oh, Virginia, the photographer, Virginia. Yeah, that was a great show. Like, they had like set changes and the whole nine yards. It was like they put in the effort. Yeah, so it's actually by Alkaline Trio. And I was at his stately over easy manner. when Scotty was going through the records and he had the Undertones. And it reminded me of a particular Undertone song that I wanted to play, so I'm going to play it today. I thought it was on the record I had, but it's not, so I had to give money to the bad people. But it's a great song. It's called Male Model, and not me, but Undertones. Great band. Anyway, Metro. And then Male Model, and then I think the plan is to go into some new stuff. So here we go. Oh yeah, turn this one up really, like, really loud, like, crank it.
Follow me. Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, not of the Lemon Twigs. So we had Metro by Alkaline Trio. Somebody forgot to put the giant E beside it because there was a bad word that slipped in there. Well, two of them, hopefully you missed it. And Male Model by the Undertones. So I played that, Station ID by the Lemon Twigs because I've heard it before and I've seen it there. And I, at some point, I was trolling the YouTubes and the Lemon Twigs came up on a performance they did at KEXP. A live performance. Wow, these guys are pretty good. I like that. We need some jangly power poppy music to play. So I finally remembered. I got myself organized enough. And I have one of their newer numbers from, it was released November, I believe, which I'm going to play next. It's called I've Got a Broken Heart. Then we're going to go Wicked Local and play a song by Rev Zed, and it's called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again. They released some stuff on Friday, I think. Is that right? No, Friday, yeah. I've seen them around town a few times. Which show was it? I think it was at the Broom Factory, or it might have been at the Sticky Floor Palace. I mean, Ale, where they did a wicked cover of Highway Star with the whole full-on organ part and everything. It was fantastic. So hopefully they'll be playing around town soon. So here we go. Got some Lemon Twigs and some Rev Zed on CFRC.
We'll be right back.
Forgot to take the pen out of my mouth. All right, tis I, DJ Tangent, back here on Numbers with Wings. That was local Kingston band Rev Zed with You're Gonna Hear My Name Again. I love that bass line. Yeah, it's catchy. And before that, the Lemon Twigs with I've Got a Broken Heart. Okay, so carrying on with the new tunes, I was on, what is it called again? Earshot, I think. Yeah, Earshot. You know, hunting around for some new stuff. And I came across this individual. Well, you might think it was a group because it's known as TC Folk Punk. Try saying that three times fast. It's Timothy Cameron is his government name. That's the TC. But the biography was funny. I had to print it out because it made me laugh. So he was given a Beatles album when he was 4 years old and decided he wanted to be a Beatle when he grew up. Unfortunately, they weren't hiring. So he went on to amass a collection of albums by Bob Dylan, Elvis Costello, The Clash, Billy Bragg, etc. He also amassed a guitar collection which consisted of one crappy no-name acoustic and a slightly less crappy electric. And he started writing songs and he played gigs. And he actually played once at the Cavern Club, which is in London. And apparently he still won't shut up about it. But he had us found out, when was this, 2007-ish. One of his songs, American Dream, had become part of the curriculum in a high school class in Germany, which was studying the impact of American culture on the outside world. So an updated version of the song, titled American Dream number 25, appears on his new album, and that's the one I'm going to play. And he's kind of funny. In 2015, he added the titles film composer, in quotes, and in brackets, astonishingly, in quotes, actor to his resume when... Canadian indie comedy film, Love in the Sixth, not sure. And then another film called Stupid for You was released in 2022, and it had a bunch of his music on it. And the latest album is called Bounce Around the Underground, and it just appeared this week, so the release date is like right around now. But he can also be found writing bios in the third person, which he suspects the Beatles never had to do. So I'm going to play that song. What's it called again? American Dream number 25. And listening to it, before I read this bio and got his actual Billy Bragg influence, I thought, oh, that sounds kind of like Billy Bragg because it's just a guy and a guitar. An electric guitar at that. So after I play the lost it again TC Folk Punk, that's it. After I play that song, I'm going to play a Billy Bragg song called Levi Stubbs Tears. But first, over here, get the progressives lined up. There we go. American Dream number 25. Give them this day their daily bread and put the dream inside their heads. They'll fill each other full of lead to keep their fixes fed. Their propaganda everywhere, ensuring that they're unaware that there's another world out there. They just can't compare. Victims of the American dream, the almighty dollar and right to bear arms, protect the regime, ignoring the squalor of their inner city's violent routines. On their movie screens is entertainment so routine. But if the human body's seen, it's NC-17. The
used to talk equality, but now their prison industry has set it up for all to see. The bloated bigotry, victims of the American dream, the almighty dollar and right to bear arms, protect the regime, ignoring the squalor of their inner city's violent routines. Now Project 2025 has finally taken place. Vietnam and other national disgraces. The Red Hats in their trailer homes, all wanking off to Christy Nome. They mumble through their megaphones in fascist overtones. Their soap opera mentality, their favorite famous families, Kardashians and Kennedys. Their appetite for sleaze, victims of the American dream, the almighty dollar and right to bear arms, protect the regime, ignoring the squalor of their inner city's crumbling themes.
version of that song I have on an iPod somewhere. Billy Bragg makes a comment about the name of the guy playing the trumpet. And a mighty big trumpet it is. Yeah. So that was TC Folk Punk with American Dream number 25. A little bit of social commentary on the south of the border. And good old Billy Bragg with some additional political commentary. I think it's interesting. I don't know. Like Billy Bragg, you know, singer, songwriter, folky guy, and this folk punk guy, where it's just a singer and electric guitar, not just the old typical acoustic. I'm a fan. I think more people should try that. Okay, so we got about 18 minutes and 45 seconds to go. It is time for our weekly, well, there's going to be one more week after this, look at Bible of Bop, the Kimberly Rue record. So we're on to side two today, and we'll play songs one and two from side two. The first one, My Baby Does Her Hairdo Long, and the second, Walking in the Dew. I just kind of affect that, didn't I? These songs were recorded with members of the DBs. Okay, so, yes. Wonderful songs. Going to be spewing forth from turntable one in a second when I press the button. Just a reminder that 'tis I, DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Also available on various and sundry streaming apps, services, whatever the heck, where you can listen to radio shows. And if you aren't listening right now, well, why not? You can catch it on the archive. Okay, so the educational part of the show, Kimberly Rue.
I don't go for girls we cross. In fact, I don't go for
Alrighty, I'm back to that DJ Tangent. And that was, indeed, Kimberly Root, My Baby Does Her Hair Too Long, and Walking in the Dew. So we have two songs left, which will be for next week's show, which is more than likely going to be a pre-recorded show, because I'm going to go see 47 Teeth, which, who are having a whatchamacallit, album release show at The Broom, or as Jeff the Nerd says, Boom Factory, just under 2 weeks from now, 2 o'clock next Sunday. Oh, which reminds me, those of you who were trying to guess when my birthday was, so that, you know, same day as Neil Diamond, so that you could get me prizes. You haven't missed it yet, but you're getting pretty close, cutting it down to the wire, so, you know, just saying. So, as Monty Python used to say, and Rocket J. Squirrel as well, now for something completely different. Going off on a bit of a tangent here. If you happen to know me in the real world, IRL, as one says, the song might be funny, might not be, I don't know. I like it. I have printed off the lyrics and used it in a learning exercise. Actually, I used to have it on my classroom wall back in the day. Playing some SoCal punk, I guess we would call it. Social Distortion and Prison Bound.
Oh, I'm present now.
Nothing wrong with throwing on some punk every once in a while, right? Exactly. Pretend anybody's listening. So up next, as usual, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I missed his show, show on Thursday, grandson's birthday. Well, I'm sure it was good. So I'm going to close out with most of a song by Jacob Barber, Sarnia, Ontario's own. He, a couple days ago, released a live version of the song on the YouTube, filmed at the Gateway Experience on Christina Street North, in Sarnia. But it's like 7+ minutes long. It's got the fancy psychedelic lighting in the background and stuff, much like what we saw on Wolf Island at the Oscillatorium. However, that's too long to fit on the show today, so we're going to have most of Jacob Barber with I Want to Be There. I might not physically be here next week, but my voice will, so have a good week. Speak to you when I speak to you.
Master.